Welcome to Leadership Reimagined, Episode 1, 7 Steps to Empower Your Employees to Work from Home. During each episode, we look at leadership from the vantage point of what it's going to take for leaders to lead their organization forward into a new future. Today, I'll be sharing with you how to empower your employees as they work from home. I'm Dr. Jane Lovis, your host. Prior to the coronavirus, there are many organizations where working from home was a one-off experience. People would work from home because they had something that they wanted to do and they wanted a level of peace and quiet. Or they had something to accomplish and they worked on it at night. This is a different experience. This is where everyone in the organization is working remotely. And it's important to create a positive experience for everyone so that they are successful at working from home and that your organization is then successful. These 7 steps will help you prepare your team to work from home. And if your team is already working from home, which it probably is, by reviewing and looking at these 7 steps, it'll give you the opportunity to go back and put in place anything else that you see to put in place and make it even a more powerful, positive experience for your employees and your organization. So step 1 is set the stage for working from home. Now, if you've done this, if your employees are already working from home, maybe you gave them some information, but did you really set the stage? The why, the what this means for your organization. Have a clear, honest discussion about how long you intend to have this in place. What you may be looking at now that you've been in this for a while, what you may be looking at once people can come back to work. The more you can share and set this stage, the more your employees can support you in creating what it is that you want, and the more prepared they are for the things that are going to come up. Now, I know that things are changing radically every day. Every week, there are things that need to be done, decisions to be made, and that you don't even have all the information that you need. So you make a decision today and then change that decision in a week because you have more information. That is fine. There is no problem in doing that. As long as you're open about what you're doing. Share what information you had to make that decision. Share what new information that you have that says it's time to revise that decision. That's the most important thing. So set the stage for working from home. Why this is important to the organization, how you see this benefiting the organization, and how you see it benefiting your employees. And not just from the standpoint of, well, you're going to have a job. But there are real benefits to your organization. Benefit of being flexible, being creative. There are things that are going to come out of this that we have no idea what they are. So be open to that. Be open to what may come out of this. So that's step one, set the stage for working from home. Step two is create clear expectations. And that follows from step one, but this is more around what your expectations are for your employees. Being focused, so create clear expectations, being focused on what they are expected to deliver and by when. So what are the, comes from what projects are you still working on, what if priorities have changed, making sure that that's communicated throughout the organizations, what projects have maybe moved to the forefront or slid backwards, what new projects may have come out of this, because they can't deliver effectively if they don't know what's important, if they're not working on and focused on the right things. And that focus on the right things has to come from you. So this is a great time to really to allow your company to become flexible and nimble, which is, I assure you, going to benefit you in the long run. So create clear expectations, being focused on what they are expected to deliver and by when is step two. So clear deadlines, understanding that they may change and that communication and keeping people up to date is very important in that. Step three expands on that. Use video and chat to maintain communication. When people work in an office and on a team that's in an office especially, it's real easy to stay in communication because your team is right there. So you see them in the, as you come in to work, you going to get coffee, going to lunch. So there's lots of opportunities just right there for communication to check in, see what's going on. If you've had distributed teams, you know that changes that dynamic a little bit because the team itself is not together all the time. So a team that works that way is going to have to put in some communication, some conference calls, daily check-ins, using video and chat. But now, if everyone is working from home, this is going to be the way people communicate all day. There is no happen to run across somebody, oh, I can ask them that question. It actually takes intentionality to pick up the phone, get on chat, however they do it, and reach out and ask the question. Be in communication. And again, as you see, these all kind of build or dig down even more into each one. Step four is create easy ways to stay in communication. So how can people be in communication consistently and regularly so things don't fall by the wayside? So one of the ways to do this is daily team check-ins. So maybe there's a 15-minute call in the morning and then again towards the end of the day, and where people just get check in, what I accomplished and what I'm going to do type check-ins. What challenges I've seen, what am I trying to do? A great thing about a daily team check-in is it keeps the team on the same page. Now, you know, this is all very scrum oriented for a lot of this. They're daily stand-ups, keeping people abreast of what you're doing and what problems you're having. And when you're not right there, as critical as that is when people are in an office together, it's even more critical when people are remote. Another way for people to stay in communication and get the support that they need are coaching calls. And coaching calls don't need to be real involved. It can be, here's what I'm supposed to be working on, this is where I'm stuck, and a quick brainstorming. So coaching calls with their manager. And the great thing about having these on a regularly scheduled time is almost everyone is stuck at some time. And when they know they've got that call scheduled, they're going to come to that with, even sometimes I know that I have been on calls where it's like getting ready for a coaching call and I really don't have anything. And as soon as I get on that call, there's something comes up. Just knowing that there's the space to talk about that's focused on me for that time. That's what's really important about those coaching calls with their manager. And you can create peer coaching where they can coach each other or having a mentor that they can then call. And these coaching calls can actually have a fairly structured is what I was trying to say. They can actually have a structure to them. So you don't need to be a coach. But what it is it's not just a complaining session. It's not let's call and complain about what we're doing. It's here's a problem that I'm having, and they work it out together. So again, very simple, but the having it scheduled is the important part of that. Again, step 5 takes that to another level. Create buddies and partnerships. Somebody that they can call. Doesn't even have to be somebody that knows more than they know or is on the same project or anything like that, because there is value in just calling somebody and sharing what you're doing. And by saying it out loud, a light bulb goes off. Oh, no, that's not what I was trying to do. This is what I need to do. So sharing and accountability. Accountability at a time like this is really important. So whether it's a weekly, daily, biweekly, whatever, accountability call. This is what I'm going to do today or this week. This is what I did. Now, if you didn't do what you said you were going to do, why not? Priorities changed in the middle of the week from my manager. I ran into a challenge, couldn't figure this out. It took longer than I thought. So again, it's a way to look at what you're doing, what your employees are doing, and to actually learn how to become more effective. Because if they see that something consistently takes longer, they can learn to adjust that. Oh, if your manager changed your task, the priority, how did you look at your schedule and reschedule things? Is that priority that you had and said you were going to do, is that no longer a priority? Or is it clear that now that is going to be the priority for next week? Or so by going through that, it makes people more intentional and consciously aware of what it is that they're doing, and prevents some of this mindless, oh, this is, you know, I'm just kind of going with the flow. It keeps an intentionality to it. So step six is really important for employees that are working from home. And step six is have employees create a schedule that works for them and allows them to deliver on time. Now, when people are in an office, they have a better sense of control over what they're working on. Their distractions are different. But now, working from home, not only do they have business distractions, their partner or their spouse may be working from home, so there's another adult there. Could be in a small apartment where there isn't the level of privacy. So how do you work out having Zoom calls, conference calls, phone calls? How do they work that out? They may have small children or even older children that are home now all day, need some level of supervision. If they have younger children at home, especially elementary age, there's so many places have gone to, where the schools are closed, have gone to almost homeschooling, where the parents, there may be a curriculum that the school is providing, and maybe there's even some online with the teacher, but there's still a different level of involvement from the parent, expected from the parents. And if they've got toddlers, they've got to keep the toddler entertained. And, you know, for what periods of time are they able to do that? So if they, by allowing them to create a schedule that works for them and allows them to deliver on time, which this goes back to the knowing what's due and when it's due. So being very clear on the deliverables and the plan and the actions that need to be taken. And I can tell you that, and I will assert that most people want to deliver. And they'll do what they need to do to deliver. And these are really challenging times. So if there's some give and take on both sides so that everyone can be successful, that is going to benefit your organization immensely also. Step seven is treat your employees as responsible, committed employees with the expectation that they will accomplish everything that needs to be accomplished. So now this has a number of parts. treat your employees as responsible, committed employees. Now, this assumes that in the first place that you hired the right people for your organization, that you hired employees that are responsible and committed, and that you treat them that way, as responsible and committed. And people can, the way people tend to be the most committed and responsible is when they really know what's expected from them and they have the right tools to do it. And so the expectations are clear. They've had time to look at what they need to do, create a plan. They have somebody, there's communication. And so if you've set all of that up, going back to step one, setting the stage for working from home, that you've made it clear that you want to know what's going on, what they need, what support is important. My assertion is that they will accomplish everything that needs to be accomplished. And again, it's what be a level of clarity around what does need to be accomplished. So what is it reasonable to accomplish? And it can be a stretch. It can be a stretch to accomplish it. But it may not be the same things that you started with. You may have said, this is what our first quarter is going to look like, and now you're in a totally different place. So how do you look at that, revise it, share it, knowing that your employees want to accomplish it? They want to support you. They want you to be successful, and they want to be successful. So that's what all of this is about, is preparing your employees to be successful so that you can be successful. Thanks for joining us this week on Leadership Reimagined. Make sure to visit our website, levisconsulting.com, to access previous shows and learn more about us.